The University of Washington allows professors to date students if there's no conflict of interest. They can't date a student who's currently in their classroom. That's about the policy in most North American colleges. But the University of British Columbia is considering a ban on all professor-student romantic relationships. The school's president says this might be the first ban of its kind in Canada. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, good to talk with you, Vaughn.
Hi, Bill. This is a really interesting one because the University of British Columbia lately stands accused of having really lagged on this issue, so I guess the president's trying to get ahead of the curve for a change.
Why is the university considering it? What prompted it?
Prompted by some fairly disturbing evidence over the last year or two of the university not responding the way it should to complaints of sexual harassment on campus, to students that had a number of complaints. The Green leader here in British Columbia, Andrew Weaver, who was himself a university professor, he got up in the legislature recently and called for legislation that would require universities to have a comprehensive policy for dealing with complaints of harassment and to keep statistics and records, both of how many complaints they got and how they dealt with them, how they managed them. That prompted the government here in British Columbia, Premier Christy Clark, to say Weaver had a point and say she was going to bring in legislation and require all the universities to have this policy. So that's all the background. Now, the president of UBC, President Piper, just the other day said the university is putting together a policy. It will be out for discussion in June. And one of the things that she wants people on campus to be discussing is what you just referred to, Bill, an outright ban on intimate or romantic relationships between professors and students. She says the power relationship is so inherently unfair to the students that a conflict policy may not be enough. You need an outright ban.
What does the faculty say about this, Vaughn?
Well, there's been two reactions. You know, it's interesting. The UBC, the head of the UBC Faculty Association said this week that the faculty at UBC would welcome such a discussion. The head of Canadian University Faculty Associations, however, said, and you referred to it a little earlier there, that existing conflict of interest policies cover this. That the fact that it's an inherent conflict, most faculty and professors respect it, and if they don't, it's covered by essentially their employment relationship. So the head of the National Association says the legislation isn't needed. The head of the association at British Columbia at UBC says, let's have a discussion. Let's talk about this. We've got to get this out in the open because clearly there is a growing concern about it. So let's talk.
So we have a disagreement over whether the rules right now are actually stopping the kinds of power imbalances, conflict of interest that we want to prevent?
You know, I think when you talk particularly to older faculty at the universities, what they tell you is in their working years, in their lifetimes, they've seen a dramatic change. They all know incidents when they started out teaching where professors would not only become romantically involved with their students, they would end up marrying them. There would be relationships formed quietly on the side. And the conflict policies were originally intended to address that, as were harassment policies. But I think what you're seeing here is a recognition that you need a much better policy. It needs to be codified. And I think the one thing that Weaver, the Green Party leader, has really brought forward is there needs to be a process that's clearly there for every student who has concern and a process for reporting. Whether you have to go as far as an outright ban on even consensual relationships, which is what you're talking about with the ban, obviously harassment isn't allowed, obviously sexual assault is an issue or any kind of sexual harassment. But whether you need an outright ban on consensual relationships, you know, I think what you said right off the top, Bill, is correct. UBC would be breaking new ground with that. The head of the Faculty Association says it's a debate we can have. I don't know as though they will end up going that far, but I do think you're going to see new and much tougher policies and legislation here in British Columbia.
So then what's going to happen next in this conversation, Vaughn?
We're expecting the provincial legislation any day now. Our legislature is sitting right now, and it will continue to sit through to the end of May. UBC is promising a first draft of their policy will be out in June. British Columbia's other colleges and universities are doing the same. Some of them say they already have policies, and they will simply tighten them up. Others are saying we're going to get new policies. So this is unfolding this year. I think by summertime we'll have a much better sense of what, at least for discussion purposes, is happening. And as I said, I think the legislation will be in place before our provincial legislature rises late May.
We talk every Wednesday about the news from Canada with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, good to talk with you as always.
Bye-bye, Bill. Talk to you next week.